This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hand. Friday. Well, I have a new song for you, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, it's a new recording of mine, made for the deaf people. I may put this all country girl, and there's four fine songs in there written by Harold Allen and Ira Gershwin. First one is a little philosophical song. Has a nice idea, and it's true, I think, called It's Mine, It's Yours.
Hurry, 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 and do away with worry. Sometime or other, brother, everybody gets his back to the wall. But Simpleton Noodle has your all. If you don't take advantage of my cure.
Stribert hoped to fill positions abroad which have been continuously under strain. Of course, in this instance, I understand that the information agency wanted highly skilled specialists. Of course, everyone didn't have the qualifications. Evidently, the agency wanted to get people with experience in cultural affairs, information, press, libraries, radio, and motion pictures. A lot of folks without the right qualifications volunteered for the job, but when their reasons were examined, it turned out that they were eager to dodge alimony payments or just trying to get away from it all. The strangest thing to me is that with a tremendous pool of qualified people in this country, it would be any problem to encourage them to do a hit abroad. And then as a problem to know, I try to move around as much as possible. I made a good many hedgehogs across the briny. took a number of years before I was able to do this, but I've always wanted to travel, and so to me, this job appeals smacks to the old U.S. Navy recruiting posters. You know, join the Navy, see the world. Although, an awful lot of jobs have grumbled about that one. The squad that actually looked out of a porthole at the city of San Pedro, California, or some other state's port. But in this instance, the job doesn't call for 36 hours. Surely, and bongo bongo, no sir. Although most of the assignments are in the Far East, the contract calls for a 2-year hit. And some of the most exciting and interesting corners of the globe. Now, again, I'm not trying to wave the flag, and no one has asked me to voice an appeal for the government, but in this situation, qualified personnel have a chance to serve Uncle and work in their chosen field in an excitingly different part of the world. I know there are lots of folks who are going to give me a querulous bow, maybe indulge in a little horse laugh at my expense for trying to describe a jungle outpost in Burma is excitingly different, but it is. It can be, unless you're one of those who's just upstairs supermarkets. You've got to have elevators, drive-ins, TV, and everything else that plugs in all the time. I guess there are a lot of legitimate beefs about waiting through phones, waiting for security clearance and the like, but once you're on the road and you're on your way to your assignment, you'll be on top of one of the greatest adventures of your life. Come to think of it, and I'm giving no guarantees on the subject, but I know a heck of a lot of girls who have made very happy marriages while they were abroad. And the same with the fellas. Not all of their mates were Americans either, I know, but this is the age of internationalism, and if they're happy, well, good for them. Now your personnel counselor turns to song.
This one is called Love and Learn. Patty Andrews is with me in this. I think she does a wonderful job, and it's a very good arrangement, too, of it. Very quality song, I think.
Oh, oh, it's a dream and a plot.
Thank you.
another song from the Country Girl. Picture features with Bill Holden and Grace Kelly along with yours truly.
I have a Decca record out on this next song. Quite a nice ballad. I hope you're going to like it.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of tears. I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I have none at all. I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly hair, and one by they slumber in their bed. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of tears, and you'll fall asleep counting your
club and group meetings, directing games, coaching athletics, and teaching handicraft. In short, to help in just about everything the Y does. This is National YMCA Week. If you've got the time, go to your local Y and volunteer to help. Friday night, enjoy the Arthur Godfrey Digest on the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Hall.
School teacher who'll make you wish you were right back in one of her classes. Meet her this Sunday on most of these stations. Miss Wee G. Harden, who stars as our Miss Brooks, solves the problem of how to feed five people on a dollar. Lots of fun in this week's show when you meet our Miss Brooks, Sunday at the Star's Address. coming, going, staying at home, enjoy music and song on a Sunday afternoon on the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music.